With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Details still sketchy at this hour. However, the Ukrainian Air Force says Russia launching one of the biggest drone and missile attacks so far this year. No immediate word on casualties. Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook says she will not leave her post after President Trump called on her to resign. That over an accusation from an official that she committed mortgage fraud. Police arresting 18 people during protest at the Microsoft headquarters. Protests led by workers taking place over 2 days and called for Microsoft to sever all business ties with Israel. Parents of the children who died in the flooding in Texas in Austin Wednesday testifying about proposed flood safety legislation for campgrounds. Michael McCown says the camp failed his little girl.
We trusted Camp Mystic with her precious life, but that trust was broken in the most devastating way. The camp had a heightened duty of care, and they failed to perform. That failure cost 25 campers and two young counselors their lives. No one had to die that day.
C.C. Williams Stewart says she wants her daughter's death to spark some change.
This legislation cannot bring back our daughters, but it is the beginning of change that must occur so this tragedy never happens again. It is the start of a promise that their lives and their deaths will mean change.
Federal prosecutors in the nation's capital will no longer bring felony charges against people for possessing rifles or shotguns there. However, the office says it will pursue charges when someone is accused of using a shotgun or rifle in a crime. This is SRN News. Well, a group of pastors has a very quick message for Kroger.
The giant grocery store chain is a longtime supporter of the LGBT agenda, and the clergymen, 80 of them from several denominations, are threatening a boycott. In a letter to Kroger officials, they urge them to, quote, please stay out of politics and do not alienate your customer base. Otherwise, your customers may just walk out the door and never come back. Kroger is already planning to close 60 stores over the next 18 months due to poor sales. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another Indian state making it harder to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, officials are expanding the anti-conversion laws to include all communication via digital media. That means if a Christian is caught evangelizing online, he can be prosecuted. India's Christian community has been under siege for the last decade. This is SRN News. Okay, it's not something you see or hear every day if you're on an airplane. How about a jazz band traveling on a diverted domestic airline flight, treating their fellow passengers to an impromptu jam? Here's correspondent Ed Donahue.
Jazz saxophonist Dave Koz and his band were on the flight.
Everybody was so frustrated.
The flight attendant noticed Koz and his band brought their instruments on board and asked if they'd be willing to play a song. Usually, he says no.
But this seemed to be a different circumstance.
Koz thought some passengers might not like horns playing in people's ears, and bandmate Marcus Anderson was reluctant to start playing.
At the end of it all, we felt really good that we just did something great for the world.
Passengers were seen smiling and swaying in their seats. Anderson said frustration turned into fun. I'm Ed Donahue.
And more details at srnnews.com.